of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
You can count former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as one of the folks who says if we leave the Iran nuclear agreement, it isn't going to be that much of a big deal. The former Secretary of State joined Fox and Friends and explained why she's not a big fan of the current deal.
My concern about the nuclear deal had been the verification regime. If anything, this just makes it even more clear that you can't have a verification regime that gives the Iranians weeks to clean up a site.
A lengthy list of questions for President Donald Trump from Special Counsel Robert Mueller was leaked to the New York Times, marking the latest string of apparently deliberate disclosures relating to the ongoing probe into the Russian involvement into the 2016 presidential election. Many of the nearly 50 questions for President Trump focus on obstruction. Now, the president, of course, had a reaction today where he sent out a tweet saying that this is disgraceful that this information was leaked, and he once again called the investigation a witch hunt. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A medical official at the Salt Lake City VA hospital apologized for the dirty room where a patient was treated. Now, Christopher Wilson went for his appointment as usual, and when he walked into his room, there was trash overflowing and plaster all over the place in the room, including in the sink and on the counter. Well, Wilson snapped a picture, and the photos went viral. Wilson joined Fox and Friends to share why he initially shared the photo.
I just posted them on Facebook at first, and my dad saw them, and he decided to post them. I took them just to show my wife, but...
He was also asked about the VA in Salt Lake City in general and his experiences.
I've been dealing with the VA for about 10 years. They're normally pretty clean, but this was pretty disturbing.
Today, in a ceremony at the White House, President Donald Trump presented the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy to the Army College football team, which defeated Air Force and Navy this season. Congratulations, guys. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Weather has always been an interesting subject, and this year seems to be no different, with the record heat out west to the record cold and snow back east. But what captivates people to talk about weather? It seems like one of those discussion points you can always discuss with someone and you can always bring up because there's something inevitably always happening. Andrew Rivkin is author of a new book titled Weather, an Illustrated History. He joined me earlier to talk about what fascinates people with weather these days.
Well, I think it's just that it's one of the few things that's still fundamentally unpredictable to a certain level. You know, the models and the satellites have made things so much amazingly better than it was just a few decades ago to determine where it's going to be rainy or stormy. But it's one of the elements of our lives that has that kind of drama to it. And I actually, in the book, I wonder, like, I hope that we don't get so good at this or so technologically shielded from weather in the centuries to come that there's no, that doesn't have any meaning. It is, as you say, it's like the first thing people say to each other in the morning. Oh, it's sunny, or did you bring your umbrella? The book basically goes back through time, and it's a history of our relationship with the system, not just the worst storm or the hottest day.
You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Reports of sexual assault in the U.S. military are on the rise. A new report from the Pentagon showing last year over 5,000 service members reported sexual assaults during their military service, a 10% jump from 2016. The military believes the number may not reflect an actual increase in sexual assaults. In fact, the Pentagon thinks assaults are going down, but that more people than before are trusting the system enough to come forward with their claims. Find us online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As members of a Central American caravan were seeking asylum at the U.S. border yesterday, not far away, Vice President Mike Pence was touring a section of border wall that's already been built. Pence saying that caravan and the hardship its members may have faced only reinforces the need for legal immigration to the United States.
The reality is that you have vulnerable people in Central America who are struggling and suffering in difficult circumstances, who are being exploited by open borders advocates who have people march thousands of miles up the peninsula to come to our southern border. By changing the laws, by building a wall, we'll send a deafening message that the United States of America is open to legal immigration.
Pence was speaking there to Fox News. Several are feared dead after a high-rise building in Brazil collapsed in flames a short time ago. At least one person is confirmed dead at that tower in Sao Paulo this morning, where nearly 200 firefighters are still battling the flames. The 26-story tower has been occupied by squatters, and witnesses say they heard people screaming for help before the building collapsed. And Twitter is working with NBC Universal as well as Disney and Viacom to create original shows, saying that its video views have doubled over the past 12 months, and they want more content to attract even more advertisers and audiences. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 51 degrees. Clear skies, no rain in the forecast today. It is the first day of May. May 1st, 2018. Sunny today and a high of 76. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be a clear sky and a low of 53. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and a high of...
Reports of sexual assault in the U.S. military are on the rise. A new report from the Pentagon showing last year over 5,000 service members reported sexual assaults during their military service, a 10% jump from 2016. The military believes the number may not reflect an actual increase in sexual assaults. In fact, the Pentagon thinks assaults are going down, but that more people than before are trusting the system enough to come forward with their claims. Find us online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As members of a Central American caravan were seeking asylum at the U.S. border yesterday, not far away, Vice President Mike Pence was touring a section of border wall that's already been built. Pence saying that caravan and the hardship its members may have faced only reinforces the need for legal immigration to the United States.
The reality is that you have vulnerable people in Central America who are struggling and suffering in difficult circumstances, who are being exploited by open borders advocates, who have people march thousands of miles up the peninsula to come to our southern border. By changing the laws, by building a wall, we'll send a deafening message that the United States of America is open to legal immigration.
Pence was speaking there to Fox News. Several are feared dead after a high-rise building in Brazil collapsed in flames a short time ago. At least one person is confirmed dead at that tower in Sao Paulo this morning, where nearly 200 firefighters are still battling the flames. The 26-story tower has been occupied by squatters, and witnesses say they heard people screaming for help before the building collapsed. And Twitter is working with NBC Universal as well as Disney and Viacom to create original shows, saying that its video views have doubled over the past 12 months, and they want more content to attract even more advertisers and audiences. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 51 degrees. Clear skies, no rain in the forecast today. It is the first day of May. May 1st, 2018. Sunny today and a high of 76. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be a clear sky and a low of 53. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and a high of 84. Welcome to summer. Winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on the 3rd in the morning. Well, more clouds later in the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, and a high will be 87. Mix of clouds and sun on Friday, then becoming cloudy later in the day. A high of 85. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday. Partly cloudy in the afternoon, 77. And partly cloudy and cloudy skies on Sunday afternoon. Slight chance of a rain shower. Drops all the way down to 69 degrees. Temperatures in our area. It is 53 in Raritan, 49 in Kingwood, 52 in Frenchtown, 53 in Hope Phillipsburg, 52 in High Bridge, 53 at the County Complex, 45 in Bridgewater. Good morning, Hunterdon. Sun Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here, coming live from the Hunt Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It is the Monkees, the last train to Clarksville. Opening up our first day of May. Unbelievable. And now we're starting to talk about temperatures in the 80s. Might even get in the sunshine, close to 90. 3 weeks ago, you were complaining about winter clothes and nor'easters, and all of a sudden, spring just passed us by. Good to have you back. It's Tuesday. You're listening to WHCR-DB. This is the Good Morning Hunterdon Show, and the first thing I like to do to get you started is get you traffic, which I get from Hart. You can register with Hart, too. Register with them, and you'll get the emails that I get, so that you can navigate the local, county, state, and interstate roads. That's a little bit different than what you get on 101.5 and PST and all that other stuff. So let's see what we got. Something happened very early this morning. Well, it was talking about basically sun glare. Nothing new there. There's delays at 10 to 7 this morning, exit 11. Delays through exit 18, Lebanon due to sun glare. Avoid those distractions. So we're going to continue to have those challenges. Route 22 eastbound at 7:30 this morning in Pennsylvania, New Jersey border. Delays back to exit Wood Avenue due to construction. So that's going to cause a little delay. And 22 eastbound Round Valley Access Road, Lebanon. Delays due to a multi-vehicle accident. That came out at 10 to 8 this morning. So we got some problems over there on 22 eastbound. Normally 22 is affected by 78, but now it's going to be the opposite way. Got some folks who weren't paying attention and got into an accident over there, and hopefully everybody's okay. But that's Good Morning Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. So, it is Tuesday. What is on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide to talk about the close of April. As in C-O-C-L-O-S-E, not C-L-O-T-H-E-S. We've been talking about the close of April. That was when everybody was complaining about the weather. Now we're talking about the close of April in the markets, and Michelle Heide will give us some insight as to what happened on the last day. After that, we do our eclectic mix of news and trivia, history, and Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports. So we'll talk all about that, get all that in play. At 10 o'clock, it's Tech Today. where I stay on and I talk all about technology, lots of things happening, especially the T-Mobile Sprint merger. That's going to have some effect. We'll talk a little bit about that. So we'll get all that information for you from 10 to 11. 11 o'clock, it's the Staying Young Show, a show dedicated to medical events and information to give you the right information about nutrition and disease and taking care of yourself and all sorts of remedies and giving you taking away the mystery of what it needs to be healthy and get Western medicine on your side. At noon, it's La Salud Mental Importa. It's Lauren Feliciano. She's got a very special guest. And so that is broadcast in Spanish. It's part of NAMI of Hunterdon. And Lauren has been doing it for quite some time now and has a tremendous following out there. So if you speak Spanish and want to listen to Lauren and her diction and all sorts of great insight into mental health, listen to Lauren from noon to one. You can catch her on the radio. You can catch her on Facebook. She does Facebook Live religiously, so you can catch all that. A two-hour show dedicated to military, military families, and veterans. Front Lines of Freedom is on from 1 to 3. That's Lieutenant Colonel Danny Gillum and his friends. Colonel Gillum is retired, but they talk all about the military, current, past, what it was like, what life was like. The military schools and their sports teams. So the entire show is just dedicated to and in the spirit of veterans and military. So great stuff. Teachable Moments in Business is on from 3 to 4. That's Vicki Lynn Morgan. She has a tremendous amount of experience in helping businesses reach their goals, and she gives you some fantastic advice or brings on people to help you understand that. She does that from 3 to 4. Mr. Joe Peters is on 4 to 5 talking about the real estate markets and what it's like to live life after the age of 55. He alternates back and forth and wants to make sure that you get all the great information that you need to make either decision a positive one. And then we finish up the day with a little music. But the Randazzler comes on from 5 to 6. Greg Randazzo loves and learns music when he was a kid. 50s through 90s. He's got a whole slew of music to play for you today for that hour in your commute home. And perhaps one of those would be the Monkees, which they didn't start playing until they actually took the stage and the TV set. And then they got all bummed because they were kept being substituted. So they learned how to play and they did a pretty good job. I think Mike Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz now are touring. So you can catch them. So that's it. That's the entire Hunter Schumer Come lineup. It's all there on the Hunter Schumer Come website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle Hunter Radio. All the ways to just learn about and interact with HunterSchumer.com. We'll be right back.
No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Barclay James Harvest helping me with BrownRelax.com celebration observances for the month, week, and day of May. It is ALS Awareness Month. It is American Wetlands Month. APS Awareness Month. Arthritis Awareness Month. Aramanth Month. Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Did you hear that big uprising on the internet about a teenager who wore apparently a Chinese dress that she had found in a, for lack of a better word, a secondhand store. She loved it. And a lot of folks took exception to it and were trolling her on the internet because she posted pictures of her wearing it, and many of the folks from China were very upset with her. And all she was doing was reusing something that was out there that she really liked. It's a shame. And I see both sides, but it's interesting. So Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, Asthma Awareness Month, Awareness of Medical Orphans Month, Better Hearing and Speech Month, Bladder Cancer Awareness Month, Borderline Personality Disorder Month, Brain Tumor Awareness Month, Building Safety Month, Celiac Awareness Month, Chip Your Pet Month, Clean Air Month, Community Living Month, in Ontario, Canada, Creative Beginnings Month, Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month, Drum Month, and Ehlers-Danlos Syndrome Awareness Month, also known as EDS, Family Reunion Month, all between Mother's Day and Father's Day. That makes sense, right? And Food Allergy Action Month. I said it. Food allergies now are getting, or allergies in general, are becoming more extreme. It's the May 1st, it was Choose Privacy Week. Wow, what a day to talk about that, because if you've seen the information about the DNA websites that are out there, that how they tracked the Golden State Killer and rapist. Something to think about. It's May 1st, so here is today's... It's Batman Day. It's Beltane. Childhood Depression Awareness Day. It's Executive Coaching Day. Man, there are plenty of executives that need some coaching. I have dealt with many of them. Foster Care Day. It's Global Love Day. Hug Your Cat Day. International Workers Day. Keep Kids Alive Drive 25 Day. It's Law Day. Lay Day, as in the flowered necklace from the Hawaiian Islands or the Asian Pacific Islands. Lemonade Day, Loyalty Day, May 1 Day, Melanoma Monday, Mother Goose Day, National Bubba Day, National Purebred Dog Day, New Homeowners Day, School Principals Day, Silver Star Day, Skyscraper Day, Stepmother's Day, World Asthma Day, and it's May Day. As it turns out, May Day in many countries is a day off for workers. So,
going to your boss, your advisor, and your manager, your administrator, and say, hey, it's May Day. I'm taking the day off. I'll see you tomorrow, May 2nd. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Updated on the 30th from Hunter County Democrat. RFIS's 13th annual Arbor Day ceremony deemed success. Man, I remember when I was a kid, we were taken out of our school to go and watch a tree being planted or talked about it. And didn't think much of it back then, but now all of a sudden, you know, you get some maturity and some perspective, and nice to see that these things are still being done, whether the kids truly buy into it yet or not. Take heart, teachers. They still will remember at some point. So RFIS Garden Fun Club celebrated its 13th annual Arbor Day ceremony. A large maple tree was planted. In attendance were Mayor Greiner, members of the Shade Tree Commission, along with students and administration. Members of the Singers Club performed in Grove, performed Ash Grove, and the Trumpet Ensemble performed the Star Spangled Banner. It was a great celebration with poems, literature, and even a maple tree Jeopardy game. The sun was shining, and we were once again proud to plant the 13th tree on the grounds at RFIS. You've lost plenty of them, huh? You know, with the Hurricane Sandy and Hurricane Matthew and all that. So, all the nor'easters that happened this year. So, it's important to somehow, some way, make sure that we're getting those trees back on the ground and replacing the ones that we lost. Kids look all fun, happy, and enjoying themselves. They're proud. And they'll remember, teachers. Don't you worry about it. Awesome. If you missed Arbor Day, you can still go out and plant a tree. You've got plenty of time. May is an awesome time to start doing gardening. Vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday today?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh,
these are celebrity birthdays from the old Discography Almanac for May 1st, 2018. All right, let's see who we got. Actress in Nicky, Ricky, Dicky, and Dawn, Lizzie Green is 15. Actress in Aliens vs. Predator, Requiem, Ariel Gada is 21. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, Birdie Gilbert is 21. Romance and Cigarettes, Jake Cannavale is 23. Tomorrow When the War Began, Caitlin Stacey is 28. How to Be Single, Nicholas Braun is 30. Director of The Red Pill, an actress in Insignificant Celluloid, Casey J, is 32. From Banshee, Chris Coy, 32. Step Up, Drew Sidora, is 33. One Life to Live, Farrah Fath, is 34. Halt and Catch Fire, Kerry Bichet, is 34. After Earth, Sasha Dawin, is 34. The Wolf of Wall Street, Henry Zembrowski, is 34. 36th birthday of Jamie Dornan from The Fall. Fast Food Nation, Anna Claudia Talanchon is 38. The Departed, James Badge Dale is 40. For actress in Ghost Rider, Violante Placido is 42. Family Matters, Darius McCrary is 42. The Last of the Mohicans, Jody May is 43. Sunshine's Paloma Basie is 43. From Dexter, Julie Benz is 46. 24, Legacy, Bailey Chase is 46. Call Me By Your Name, Sylvia. Amira Cesar is 47. Playboy, Playmate, Actress, Rock Star, Carrie Stevens is 49. Former Smashing Pumpkins bassist Darcy Retzky is 50. Former Brat Black Crowes bassist Johnny Colt, he's 50. Country music singer Tim McGraw is 51 today. Actress in The Proposal. And Fletcher is 52. Diagnosis Murder. Charlie Slater is 52. Ben Reed is 53 from Starcrossed and American Sniper. Scott Coffey is 54 from Dr. Mulholland. The Passion of the Christ. Maya Morgenstern is 56. American Me, Diana Ortelli is 57. Television Judge Marilyn Millen is 57 from The People's Court. Steve Cawthon is 58, retired jockey. Actress in Loving, Isabel Glazer, is 60. R&B singer, Ray Parker Jr. You know what he did? He did Ghostbusters. Ray is 64. Dan Florek is 68 from SVU Law & Order. John Deal is 68 from Out of the Wild. The Fall Guy, Douglas Barr, is 69. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Barbara Merrill is 71. Absolutely Fabulous, Joanna Lumley is 72. Buckingham's bassist, I don't know, all the bassists were born today. Nick Fortuna is 72. Taxi Driver, Diane Abbott is 73. Singer We're All Alone, Rita Coolidge is 73. The Monster Squad, Stephen Macht is 76. Joe Harmon is 78 from The Village of the Giants. Singer of Send in the Clowns, Judy Collins, is 79 today. The High Chaparral, Mark Slade, is 79. And golf champion, ESPN golf commentator Frank Beard, is 79. Along with Sherlock, Uma Stubbs. She was an actress in that. 81. Celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and we will get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we got tons to pick from, but let's do it. We got Ray. Ray, happy birthday, my man. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
With Chris Barnes.
There's a report that special counsel Robert Mueller wants to ask President Trump over 40 specific questions as part of the Russia investigation. The New York Times reporting that it was able to obtain a list of those questions. That's according to Times reporter Michael Schmidt.
So the president's lawyers sat there and Mueller's investigators went through issue by issue and created these 49 questions.
Schmidt speaking there on MSNBC this morning, the Times claiming that the questions range between collusion with Russia and whether President Trump obstructed justice. President Trump says several neutral countries are being considered for his upcoming summit with the North Korean leader.
We are also talking about the possibility of the DMZ.
And after President Trump floats that idea, word is Kim Jong-un is warm to the idea of meeting Trump in the demilitarized zone. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined,
MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The man who has led President Trump's get-tough immigration policy is leaving. Interim Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Thomas Homan announcing his retirement yesterday. Homan has led ICE since January of last year, but President Trump didn't nominate him as permanent ICE director until last November, and Congress has moved slowly on that nomination. Under Homan, ICE did step up arrests and also targeted more workplaces. Reports of sexual assault in the U.S. military are on the rise. A new report from the Pentagon showing last year over 5,000 service members reported sexual assaults during their military service, a 10% jump from 2016. The military believes the number may not reflect an actual increase in sexual assaults. In fact, the Pentagon thinks assaults are going down, but that more people than before are trusting the system enough to come forward with their claims. Find us online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As members of a Central American caravan were seeking asylum at the U.S. border yesterday, not far away, Vice President Mike Pence was touring a section of border wall that's already been built. Pence saying that caravan and the hardship its members may have faced only reinforces the need for legal immigration to the United States.
The reality is that you have vulnerable people in Central America who are struggling and suffering in difficult circumstances, who are being exploited by open borders advocates who have people march thousands of miles up the peninsula to come to our southern border. By changing the laws, by building a wall, we'll send a deafening message that the United States of America is open to legal immigration.
Pence was speaking there to Fox News. Several are feared dead after a high-rise building in Brazil collapsed in flames a short time ago. At least one person is confirmed dead at that tower in Sao Paulo this morning, where nearly 200 firefighters are still battling the flames. The 26-story tower has been occupied by squatters, and witnesses say they heard people screaming for help before the building collapsed. And Twitter is working with NBC Universal as well as Disney and Viacom to create original shows, saying that its video views have doubled over the past 12 months, and they want more content to attract even more advertisers and audiences. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's the first day of May, and we got Michelle Heide on the phone to... So did we win or lose? I'm all with Bruce.
Well, we started off strong and we fizzled out as we got to the end of the day yesterday. So we ended the month in the red.
Oh, no.
And so far this morning, we'll probably open in the red a little bit. Futures are a little bit lower at this point. Although, you know, if you listen to bull market guru Tony Dwyer, he says that sell in May and go away will not apply this year. So,
okay.
So again, we shouldn't take what everybody says and what you read in the headlines as, but it's sure. Always funny to read at the beginning of a new month what some of the insight and quote unquote experts are saying. Let's see, where do I want to begin? Well, today is Tuesday. All eyes will be on Apple earnings, which are being reported, I believe, when the market closes today. And kind of some of the hubbub going on out there is that it's possible that Apple may decide not to pay out as much to shareholders, which could affect kind of the short-term trends with that particular stock. So we'll have to see once those earnings come out. But we also have Fed meeting kicking off, I believe, today and then wrapping up tomorrow. We're not expecting the Fed to raise interest rates this month, although it does look like it's possible for June. We have a slew of earnings coming in today. I mentioned Apple. We had Merck earnings that came out. They came in above, we had Pfizer, So, yeah, Merck came in beating by 5 cents a share. Revenue was slightly below. We had Pfizer beating by 3 cents a share. Revenue was also slightly below. Under Armour reported a break-even quarter compared to analyst forecasts of a 5 cents per share loss. And they also beat on the revenue side of things. Archer Daniels Midland, they also beat by 18 cents a share. Those were the big ones so far this morning. There's a whole bunch more coming in throughout the day, you know, all across the board in terms of sectors. And then there was also, I wanted to report there's one of the latest small business surveys that's out there, and there's tons of those out there. But small business workers saw their wages grow at the strongest rate in 2 years. And then a CNBC Fed survey, higher rates, faster inflation, and a rougher time for stocks are ahead. So, again, there's all kinds of different headlines going on out there right now, whether it's related to some of the Fed surveys or the small business surveys. Small business optimism continues to stay near a record high despite some of the threats of trade tariffs. Couple of other things going on out there I was going to try and cover as well. But those are the big headlines driving the markets this morning. Okay. Right now the futures are down. Dow futures down about 37, NASDAQ down 2, or I'm sorry, S&P down 2, NASDAQ down about 11. Across the globe, we have European stocks currently trading a little bit higher. And in overnight trading, we had the Asia-Pacific region trading in the green pretty much across the board.
All right. Very cool.
It's interesting, even though the markets, you know, have been down a bit, you know, sometimes if there's a kind of a scare factor going on out there, you see things like gold and precious metals, you know, creeping up. And we really haven't been seeing much of that lately. So
even the consumer non-discretionary hasn't really moved at all.
No.
And that's usually a safe haven for dividend stocks and stuff like that.
Right, exactly. I mean, if anything, those stocks have been kind of lagging behind so far this year. And actually, Joe and I were chatting about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to be kind of a safe haven.
Yep.
And whether it has to do with, again, the fact that a lot of them are so global and could be affected by tariffs and things, you know, I'm not sure why people aren't, you know, going back to them as a safe haven. Or, again, it might just be that they're saying, well, even though volatility has kicked in, we're not, you know, we're not super frightened and we're willing to stay put in some of the existing positions that they have.
Yeah,
so.
Well, then they've been trained or brainwashed, whatever the perspective is.
So yeah, right?
they're so used to the, it's like I've survived. I mean, think about some of the investors. They've survived the NASDAQ crash.
Mm-hmm.
They've survived the Great Recession. They've survived a Gulf War. What else can you throw at me?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You know, this is stuff that Joe has talked about ad nauseum every time I've gotten a phone with him. He says, you know, if you look at the S&P and you look at the Dow, we had a world war, we had a Korean War, we had a Vietnam War, and the Dow keeps going up. It drops down. But then it keeps making back at whatever it lost, and then some. So.
Exactly. You just have to have the key ingredient, which is patience, which in today's society is hard to find with people sometimes.
Oh yeah, no, that's tough. That is really tough. We are instantaneous seekers right now.
Exactly.
So. Neat.
Patience does reward us from an investment perspective.
Okay. There's a that's a T-shirt you're going to have to wear.
I know, exactly. get some of those T-shirts made up to get through the next couple months here.
Sponsored by Pat and Heine and Associates. Patience makes. Looking at the chart, I was looking at the S&P chart while you were talking here. Interesting thing that's going on. So back you mentioned already that we're not doing well on a year-to-date basis. And that's because we peaked at around January 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have not made it back up to that since that time. We've also had a low of this year back on February 8th. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is that, and we talked about this back later in February and early March, we came down to meet that low in February a couple of times, or pretty close to it. And when you start to consolidate the graph, it looks very close to that area.
Right.
What's happening is we've hit that low a couple of times, and so that's kind of what they call a floor. Mm-hmm. And but we've started this from that peak on the 26th all the way down to where we are. If you draw a line, it's a gradual line from top left to bottom right. So what's happening is you're creating this, what I would call a greater than sign, right? If it's a triangle or an open triangle, and they're converging. So that line on the floor plus that line from the top to the bottom are going to meet. And that is going to be when we decide which way we're going.
Right.
We're either going to fall through, or we're going to bounce off of that breakout, and then we're going to be on our way. It's not too long before that happens. We're getting pretty, looks like probably a month or so. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple. In fact, we might get pretty close to that today and then bounce off of it and do one more little thing, and then we'll see. But it hasn't broken out of that trend all year. So we're creating this, there's a term for it, I'd have to look it up, but it's this convergence that's going on. So very interesting. We'll see.
Very interesting. Absolutely.
So that might be what Russell Price was talking about. We're going to get down to that convergence, and then we're going to have to break out, and then it might be a slow, steady climb for that 10% that happens at the second half of the year.
Exactly.
Sweet.
So keep your seatbelts on.
It's been up in that pit. I mean, come on. The VIX.
No, I know.
You've mentioned the VIX in the last 2 years, I think, like three times. And when we don't talk about the VIX, volatility is pretty low.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just funny because I think I mentioned this the other day. It's like people get their statements, you know, and it's funny, you know, you have to keep reminding them, you know, the statement is a point in time, and that point in time is already passed by the time you actually get your statement.
Yes.
You know, for the people that don't go online and check every 5 minutes. But, you know, the past couple of years, everybody was like, oh, every month my statement goes up and up and up. And then, you know, February, they're like, well, wait a minute. It's like you kind of have to remind them that, you know, we have to look at these different points in time and look at the trends and you know, look at where you are now versus where you were this time last year. You know, all that other good stuff.
Got to break out the T-shirts again. Come on.
Exactly.
Patience.
Exactly.
That's funny. All right. So here's the non-financial question of the day, Michelle. So a couple weeks ago, you were saying how you were looking forward to putting away your overcoat, your winter coat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, you're going to be in the 80s, close to 90 over the next couple of days. So how's the wardrobe going?
Well, it's a bit challenging because, over, you know, just when I thought I could start getting the spring and summer stuff out, you know, we had that cold snap. But then actually this past weekend, I'm like, well, based on the forecast, I can put some of the really heavy stuff away. So that's away. So now it's kind of a mixture. You've got still some things that are good for colder weather and then, you know, some things that I'll be able to address later this week.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very cool. All right. Love chatting with you. It's so much fun. Are we on tomorrow?
We are on tomorrow, yes.
Okay.
We are on all week.
Awesome. All right. All right. I'm ready to go. Cool. Thank you so much. Happy May Day.
All right.
And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Pat and Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony. Very supportive of the Hunt and Chamber of Commerce and the Hunt and Chamber Radio. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunt and HuntandChamberRadio.com. It's time for Take a Break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes, right after this.
Goes and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Did you know?
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump met with crew and passengers of a Southwest Airlines flight that was forced into an emergency landing in Philadelphia after an engine exploded, damaging the fuselage and critically injuring one passenger who was partially sucked out of the window due to broken shrapnel. President Trump talks about the heroism of the people on board that plane.
We're also joined by crew members Catherine Sandoval, Sinek Mallory, and Rachel Fernheimer, who displayed exemplary leadership in making an emergency landing in Philadelphia. And I want to just thank you folks Fantastic job. That's really fantastic.
And in a new study released by the Department of Education, nearly 65% of public school 8th graders are not proficient in reading, and 67% are not proficient in math. This is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
A study finds differences in how black and white heart failure patients are being treated. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This new study reports that African Americans suffering from heart failure are less likely than white patients to get care from a heart specialist. Earlier research showing care overseen